It's Saturday, January 7th, and you're listening to a special edition of the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit TechPodcast.com. Hey, everybody, we got another special edition of the Consumer Electronics Show here at the Geek News Central podcast. Strap in. Here it comes.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central Podcast.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast. I am your host, Todd Cochran, and welcome to the show. For all of our longtime subscribers, hey, thanks for being part of the family and staying subscribed. And for all of you that are new listeners, hey, thanks for checking us out for the very first time. And also, make sure you get over to the geeknewscentral.com website, check out the archive podcast via the podcast link, and also sign up for our newsletter, which you will find in the second column of the website. Now, if you are a new listener, this is a special week here at Geek News Central, as I have been attending the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, doing the best as I can to make sure that I get out and find all the cool stuff. And it has been a very busy 3 days, and I would say almost no sleep. I think the total amount of sleep that I've had since I arrived on Wednesday probably totals about 12 hours, and that is maybe being liberal in the number of hours that I'm giving myself, having got some rest. But anyway, we've got 1 day left, and tomorrow we're going to go check out some of the high-tech audio stuff. We're going to be visiting, and then when I say we, I mean Andy McCaskey and I from Slashdot Review. And if you haven't checked out Andy's show, he's doing some short show formats, around 20 minutes of content. So make sure you get over to slashdotreview.com, and of course check out all of our member shows at techpodcast.com, because they're taking snippets from audio that's being provided by us and inserting it into their shows. But hey, it's been an experience that we will not soon forget, and one that will be quite a learning experience. Many of you have commented already that the audio quality sometimes is really, really tough. And I'll be honest with you, when we're doing interviews on the show floor, it's because you're competing quite literally with 20,000 people in all these different booths trying to get your attention, playing music and doing, it's just noisy. It is just a sea of noise. I've called it, you know, the sea of humanity of people. So it's kind of it's just this huge, you know, it's just almost like a dull roar all the time. But it tells you how many people and what kind of buzz is going on in the show. Now, today, in several of the venues, the traffic was not as bad, and we were able to get with some people. But in the morning, I kind of did some walking around in the home appliance area. And this would be like, home entertainment centers, anything that would be involved with home security, you name it, from just things that make your life better with electronic toys and techs and tools that you're going to use in your home. Now, I essentially do a sightseeing tour, or sound scene tour, because most of these vendors are huge vendors, and they're just displaying their wares, looking for people to sell that. You know, they're looking for a market for them. And we did have a few interviews in the afternoon. Actually, we had quite a few good interviews in the afternoon after the TechPodcast.com roundtable, which went pretty good. I was almost hoarse at that time. My voice is I'm lucky I still have a voice at this point, but it's been pretty fun. It really has, and it's a lot to absorb. And if you ever come to the Consumer Electronics Show, all I can really say is be prepared to be overwhelmed like you have never been overwhelmed before. It's almost mind-numbing. It really is. Now, all of this coverage would not be possible without my sponsor, GoDaddy.com. And for that, we want to save you some money. Your number one source for all your internet needs, GoDaddy.com, has new domain names, transfers, and renewals for as low as $1.99. Plus, check out their hosting plans, website builders, secure certificates, and much more. Plus, as a Geek News Central listener, enter the code Todd, that's T-O-D-D, when you check out and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. And I want to thank GoToMeeting for being a sponsor at the roundtable today. And if you want to check that product out, make sure you go to GoToMeeting.com/tech roundtable. You don't need a credit card. You get a free 30-day trial. And I think you'll enjoy using the application like I do and collaborating with business members, family, etc. It just makes doing things over the internet a lot easier. Now, what I'm going to do to set you up here is I'm going to take you through one of the halls. I recorded a series of segments, and I'm going to be editing on the fly because, quite honestly, I don't have enough energy to do anything more. But bear with it, and hopefully the sound quality is good enough that you'll be able to get something out of it. Now, I will tell you a little bit about my setup because some of you have asked. I am walking around with a Marantz PMD-660. I have an M-Audio condenser microphone. I have a Sony wireless headset, which I had before I did my ban on Sony. But that is kind of the setup, so I'm able to do interviews and stuff without moving the mic back and forth. Now, we've done the best we can to shield it from noise. I try to find a good spot to interview, but the way these show floors are, it's almost impossible. But hey, let's take you on a little tour of the show floor, and I'll interject when I need to on a segment that needs some introduction. So from that, here we go into CES starting Saturday morning, bright and early, and check it out. All right, folks, I'm walking around in the South Hall, and this is mostly South Hall 1 and 2. This is mostly, looks like equipment for your home, home electronics. So we're going to wander around here and see what we can find. Got all kinds of high-class vendor booths and meeting rooms, along with demo pavilions where people have their equipment set up to show or replicate a high-end home audio system. So some of the major companies, THX, Marantz, Dolby, Sennheiser, these are all in this building. So I think I'm going to wander around. We'll take a look at what's here, see if we can find something, and see if anyone's got anything that looks cool. We'll touch back to find somebody. As you all would expect, many of these booths are very large corporate booths. I'm standing outside of the DirecTV booth, and you can almost be guaranteed that this thing is about 50 by 50 in size and full of people. So what that usually means is that in no way, no how are you going to be able to talk to a PR person. But I'm going to take a stroll through and see what they've got, so those of you that are DirecTV users can get an idea of the type of products they have here. I'm looking at some products from Humax. It's called DirecTV To Go. They're little mini units. Look like they're pretty interesting. So for those of you looking for your DirecTV To Go, I don't know exactly how it works, but we'll have to find that out. Humax, DirecTV To Go. Along with some other things in the booth. And of course they have all the standard monitors and everything. And they even got some under-the-counter DirecTV receivers, which turns out to be pretty nice. Okay, what that DirecTV To Go is essentially, and I found this out after I quit doing the interview. I did the walkthrough of the booth. I grabbed one of the people that weren't allowed to talk on the podcast. I took one of those people aside and had him explain it to me. Essentially, when you have a DVR with DirecTV, these units will actually synchronize with some of the units, and you can take the content that you've stored on your DVR and transfer it to these little handheld units. And they're about the size of a large, they're not that big, maybe a little bit bigger than a paperback. So you can take your TV programming with you now with these DirecTV To Go boxes. Now, I know TiVo has some of those too. Andy had found that out. And, of course, third generation of HD DVRs. And so all kinds of great stuff on the digital front as far as being able to move with your content. Seems to be a reoccurring theme at CES. But let's take it to the next step of the walkthrough. I think you guys will enjoy this. All right, we're at CES. We're in the South Hall, and I'm standing in the Oyster booth, and they are Aviga. I'm sorry.
Oyster's our product.
Okay, we're standing in the Aviga booth, and they are a finalist for the CNET Best of CES 2006. And he's, why don't you tell me, Max? Why don't you tell me a little about these speakers and the products you have here? It's pretty interesting.
Basically, the loudspeaker itself is an entirely wireless networked speaker. It runs over 802.11 networking. The thought behind it is it's a speaker that allows you to connect to all of the streaming devices that there are coming out, especially from Intel, being promoted with their new Vive system and Microsoft. We can stream from pretty much anywhere. We're a UPnP device, so we can pick up audio. So we're all about connectivity and delivering audio. Our main technology is we can synchronize audio across the network, so we can deliver audio to synchronously to points around the network, allowing us to have completely separate speakers with all the electronics, all decoding, all built in.
So what is the range then if a typical home user is going to set some of these up in their house? How far, you know, are they, is the reception pretty good on the speakers? Or
the reception's helped by our streaming system, because we've got a very robust streaming system, so we can handle a kind of disastrous network. However, we are ultimately governed by 802.11. We're physical layer independent in our technology, so as newer, faster, and more reliable standards come out, we can easily migrate to them. But at the moment, we're, you know, you can view us as an 802.11 device, and we're pretty good.
So really, the only thing you... They require power, though, right?
You have to require power. So basically, all you do is take your speakers home, plug them in. You could take home a stereo pair, you could take home a surround sound pair or a surround sound set. Plug them in, they'll find each other, they'll talk over 802.11, they'll find any UPnP servers, you can stream music to them, you could connect a DVD player to them over a Toslink cable, and then they would stream that DVD stream around the network of speakers.
Where have you got a manufacturer for them already, and where are you going to be selling them at?
We're going to launch in the second quarter of this year, so they'll be available to retail around about then. We're currently manufacturing locally to our company, but we're going to manufacture probably in Far East or potentially somewhere in North America.
What is the projected retail on these?
Projected retail on the ones we have in the stand is slightly higher, but what we're actually aiming for is something around about $500 per pair.
Very nice. These are cool. For those of you that don't like clutter of wires and want to put, spread your entertainment center out a little while, throughout your house. And, a lot of times many of us have been tied to our home entertainment centers. You know, you go 20 feet from the entertainment center and wire your speakers in. This is really cool. I really like these. These are things. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you for interviewing us.
Thanks, Max. Standing in front of the Hitachi booth, and they have this monitor. I've seen a lot of flat screens the last couple of days, but this is a they call it, it's a 1080p 55 plasma display, but it's the they're saying it's the world's first 55 full height definition PDP with a resolution of a 1920 by 1080 and with an aspect ratio of 16:9. Pretty amazing. I mean, it's an amazing, very amazing monitor, but this is a year of monitors here at CES. There's probably 25,000 different monitors in the building, different buildings that we've went by, so very interesting. As I've been walking around today, I've noticed a couple of things, especially in this hall, and I've seen these before, and this is the first time, this is the second vendor I've seen these with, these digital picture frames, and some of them have gotten very, very thin. But I don't think many of these are not to the point where they're actually a Wi-Fi yet. I think that's what most of them are missing. Most of them still require a USB connection. So if they would ever get these things to the point where they're wireless and you can update them via software on your via your wireless network and your computer, it'd be pretty awesome. Now, many of them have SD card inserts. So it's a matter of, just putting a memory stick in it. But why are you going to waste a memory stick on just a single picture frame when they could do these wirelessly? The company I'm looking at is Pacific Digital Frames. And let's see if I can figure out what their website is. Let me look here. Yeah, but anyway, you guys can Google Pacific Digital Frames, digital photo frames. Pretty cool little product. I'm sure it's a pretty mainstream. Probably find it in most of the stores, but pretty nice product. I'm in the Epson booth, and one thing I haven't seen before, and maybe just because I haven't, I'm not familiar with what's going on, but they have what's called an Epson Movie Mate, and I'm sure it's a pretty high-end unit, but what it allows you to do is have almost a full-screen, home-screen movie experience without having a big box, and they have a little screen that actually rolls up into a case. So this would be something that you'd be able to get a huge movie screen with just, you know, it's very portable. So, and it's an option for those of you that have limited space in your house. You'd be able to have a movie experience this way. But again, Epson Movie Mate. And haven't seen it before, so it's a new one on me. Thought I'd share it with you all. Well, I just talked to Andy, and he's having a little bit of technical difficulty. He had he was in TiVo. We decided to split up this morning. Well, we've been splitting up every day, and he went to talk to the TiVo folks about their podcasting solution. And while he was in, he had changed out the batteries, and while he was in there, I guess he put one of the batteries in backwards, so he had a little bit of thermal runaway, and the gel came out of the battery. So yeah, he's been scrambling this morning for the last 30 minutes to try to get things going, but he's with the TiVo folks, and so I'm going to be come up to the third floor of the central hall, and I'll get this knocked out, and then get ready for our live roundtable here in a little bit. So that's just kind of an update. I'm on the move. And I know this all seems seamless to you, but I just keep doing a little audio outtakes for you. So we'll talk to you later. All right, I'm standing outside of Russ Sound. They have got a box here called the SMS3 Smart Media Server Live Demo. And this is one of the cooler items I've seen today, because you're able to have your server up in the top of the house, somewhere in the house, and then you have basically like little remote control units that can be mounted into the wall, so that for those of you that are designing your new homes or want to improve the media experience in your house without having the clutter of stuff, looks like they've got this thing all wired up, so you can use a remote control via this wall unit talking to the server, and then of course it corresponds back to the unit itself on the wall. But what's kind of nice about that is that each room can do whatever they want, stream up whatever they want, along with videos and music. So looks like all the stuff you can get with a media server is what's going on here. As I'm walking through I'm in the Las Vegas Hilton, and they have an international contingent here. So as I'm walking through here, I'm seeing very, very large number. I think the whole Chinese contingent, from China, Korea, lots of different companies, all from Asia. I was told that the Chinese had flown in a 747 for this show, and had brought all these vendors. And I'm telling you, they have a 747 full worth of gear and equipment. Looking at different products for the Asian market, I found this. Here's an example. I'm just going to kind of give you a walkthrough as we're going through here. Let me start down a new aisle. Okay, first one, we got a company that does nothing but make mouses. The next thing I have is home stereos. Next booth is security products and cameras. Next booth is strictly cables and interconnect systems. Next booth is like accessories you're going to find at a low-end electronics store. Next booth is plasma display mounts. Next booth is nothing but cases, more flatness range of stuff. And then the next one we have looks like just weight loss products or something like that, electronic weight loss products. I'm going to turn the corner here, and here's a booth with wireless cameras, a whole bunch of different wireless cameras, and I've got a guy with projection systems, and mini flat screens for cars, some more of those type of photo on the wall type deals. And so you can tell some of the stuff is pretty low end, some of it is. I see booths where one booth is just very minor stuff, and the next booth has stuff in them. Now here I got a booth that has looks like battery chargers, and what's in the next? There we go, cable reception parts, and then we have a booth of what the heck we got here? Coaxial connections, fiber, lights and stuff for stores and store displays. Rechargeable batteries. Hey, look who I ran into. Andy and I are both walking around just talking. It's quite a diverse bunch of stuff, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I think when you go to the pavilion side, it must be little smaller companies. And when you come over here, it's a little larger. That's kind of like the Akihabara over there.
Really?
With the individual stalls and a lot closer.
You just almost expect them to get out the Visa machines and start selling stuff right in the booth.
I think it's no question. No question at all. But what a fascinating place if you were to actually be a manufacturer or wanting to have an idea you wanted to have built.
Or a buyer, you know. They got companies here that are doing solutions for people. Just, I see people in doing deals on having stuff manufactured. On the other side, Korea has a big contingent of just nothing but manufacturers. You know, they have a little pavilion set up for companies that do electronic component manufacturing.
I saw a little bit of industrial stuff starting up here. There was the Trade Council for Hong Kong was there, and also from Denmark. So countries from all over the world.
Right,
here.
So international. But it looks like it's mostly Asia contingent, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That's what I had seen. Boy, look at our watch here. It's time
to
go over to the Sands and get ready for our live event.
Yep, absolutely.
With the Tech Roundtable. So I guess we could find a bus or a taxi and
stand in the queue. That's
stand
for
in
sure.
the queue, and then we'll finally get to sit out.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
This is continued coverage.
Well, anyway, it's kind of funny, huh? Andy and I are just wandering the halls here. And so Andy McCassie of /.review/.review.com. So this is continuing coverage of CES and live from this trade. All right, we finished the roundtable, and now we're going to do some more walking around here in this hall. So it should be good to do that. I've got Andy scored himself a cool backpack, so you guys need to listen to his show and hear about this cool backpack he got. It's got all kinds of geeky stuff incorporated. I'm kind of jealous. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to steal it. But we were able to use the my publisher's booth, Wiley Publishing, for the live event. They provide this power outlet, and then I had the EVDO, so we were able to do that with them. The got all kinds of music here. I'll keep moving. Other than that, the... had about 30 people in the round table, but what's cool about the round table is that over the next month, that show will be downloaded, once we get it processed, over 10,000 times. So it should be good to check up on later. We'll talk about some of the cool stuff we saw here at CES.
We actually have a World Guinness World Record as well, the smallest full-size scanner.
All right, I'm standing here in the Planon System Solutions booth. And I'm assuming the owner stepped out and grabbed me, and he's got a cool scanner. So I'm going to let you talk about your product, and you can talk about your Guinness World Record, too. Go ahead.
Oh, definitely. We have a product called the DocuPen, and we have a world record in the Guinness World Book of Records. It's the smallest scanner, full-page scanner, that is. And now we've just come out and debuting our new product, which is a color scanner of about the same size. So now you're able, for about the size of a little larger than a pen, it will be able to scan a full page into its memory and then back up to about 400 or 500 pages if it's black and white text. And now we can do 24-bit color all at once. And then once you've finished scanning them, you can download by USB connection right to your computer and then email, print, edit, whatever you like to do, let's say.
So how much memory does this have actually on board then?
On board is 8 megabytes, and then we also have the micro SD chip slot that you can add up to half a gigabyte now.
So what is the DPI on it?
It has increments from 100 to 400 dpi.
Oh, that's pretty good. 400 is good for if you're on travel. It's perfect, isn't it? So who are you finding to be your target audience for this?
Well, it goes through a lot of different applications. We're seeing business people as a great one because they're traveling. They need to gather information on the go, and then they can now be in their hotel room and then email it as attachments to whoever they need to. Students, great, because they go to libraries. They want to capture information or from their friends. Virtually anybody that has a need to capture information wherever they are.
Where can consumers find it, and how much is it?
We have our black and white version is $199, and our new color version that just come out is $299.
And via your website or via stores, or where can we get it?
Initially, right now, you can get it on our website, which is planon.com.
Okay.
And starting in February, it'll be available at all Comp USA stores.
That's terrific. I'm sure it's going to do well there. Douglas, I thank you for taking a few minutes with us today, and we'll turn the users on to this nice device. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. This is kind of a new one. This is for you golfers out there. And golfers like geeky gadgets, too. And I have Zach standing here with me. And you guys got to check this out. And especially if you like to get a little exercise but want a little bit of an assist while you're rolling your golf clubs around, Zach, tell me about your product.
We have a electronic golf cart here. It's a push cart where we can set the speed. And all we have to do is give it a little push, and the golf cart runs by itself. And you just walk behind. You can hit the brake here and stop it, hit your ball, then go back, hit the club. It should last about 4 hours. And again, we are an original equipment manufacturer, so depending on the volume, we can modify this product to your company's needs. If you want longer battery life or a different design, we can do all that for you.
So how does it do going up hills?
It does quite well. I mean, I wish we had a hill here in the convention center, but we don't. I guess you just have to take my word for it, but it does quite well.
And it looks just like a... How much does it weigh? Does it weigh more? Does it weigh more than a normal golf cart?
13.4 kilograms.
So about 26, 27 pounds, and then your golf club's on. That's pretty good. What is it going to retail for? Do you have an idea?
It's selling through Costco right now at about... somewhere in the mid 200 range. I'm not sure exactly, so I don't want to say. But through if we had an OEM partnership with another company, then the price is definitely negotiable.
What's the website?
The website is www.wisefame.com. That's W-I-S-E-F-A-M-E.
All right, Zach. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me on this, and we'll turn the listeners on to it. Pretty cool little product. This is definitely different. You know, I go up and down these rows. I see the same old, same old. This is definitely a different product at CES. Very nice.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you. All right, I'm standing in the Cable Yo-Yo, is that correct?
Yep,
Cable Yo-Yo
right.
Booth, and I'm talking with Alan. And hey, tell you what, those of you, I know you guys listen to this show. I know all of you have got iPods or you've got MP3 players, and they've got some accessories here that are pretty cool. They're introducing a new product called the Pop, and I'm going to let... Alan, talk about it a little bit.
Hi. Our new product, designed by Dominic Simons from Blue Lounge Design, is called Cable Yo-Yo Pop. It's our second generation Cable Yo-Yo, and this one is for managing your earbud wires. It basically attaches to your iPod with a little suction cup, and you just wrap your wires around it. Very, very simple. It takes a second to do the wrap, and it keeps them under control. And it also comes with a stick with stickers. Like there's a white Cable Yo-Yo Pop, a black one. Each one comes with their own distinct set of stickers that you can apply, and you can personalize the your pop. It can stick to leather cases. We have a special attachment for that, and it's just great. We've had an amazing reaction here in at CES. It's been unbelievable. People haven't been able to come near our booth, and we're going to Macworld in a couple of days.
Great.
Hopefully we'll see you all there.
Yeah, we're going to have some people at Macworld, in fact. I'll have them look you up when you're there. Do you know what your booth number is going to be at Macworld, by chance?
Macworld?
I'll get it to you after we're done. But I tell you what, you know, for just as you're walking up and down the aisleways and looking at stuff today, and there's so much stuff that looks the same, it's nice to see a little product that looks innovative and looks new. And nice, stylish design. I think there's even stuff here that the ladies will like, too. So I guess that's it. Why don't you go ahead and plug the website and the retail price?
Yeah, the our booth number at MacWorld is 1646, okay. And the retail price is $9.95. It'll be available in April.
Okay.
You can go to our website at cableyoyo.com and read all about it.
All right, Alan. Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, we're standing here at an iPod accessory booth for its Advanced Bridging Technologies, ABT, and I'm talking with Dave. Hey, Dave, why don't you just tell me quickly a little bit about some of your products that you have for iPod accessories.
Sure, I'll be happy to, Todd. We came out with our first generation iJet in April. That was a top docking for the iPod, and it's done very well for us. And, of course, now all the new iPods have bottom docking. So we created one for the video. It also works with any with third generation on up. And we created a special iJet that works with the Nano.
Now, what does the iJet do?
It is a wireless RF remote.
Okay.
So it allows you to control your iPod from up to 150 feet away. So you can connect your iPod to your living room stereo system, for example, and control it from another room. A lot of people use. Yeah, I have speakers out on the patio or
right.
Maybe a hot tub, and they can control it from there.
So that's your primary product. What are some of the, is everything else surrounded that, or is there other accessories that you have?
That's what we do. We're an RF manufacturer.
Okay.
So that's what we specialize in. With the new iJet for the Nano, we did incorporate an FM transmitter. It's our first time to experiment with that, and it's working very well for us.
That's good. I'm sure people will be glad to hear that. What does it retail for, and where can they find it?
The new models are not out yet. They won't be out for another 45 days or so.
Okay.
But we have a number of distributors that we work with and resellers.
So they can probably find info closer to the product release at your website.
That's
vendors.
Right. Our website is abttech2.com, and we have a link where to buy our products.
Right.
Our products are the first generation is in all the Radio Shack stores and a number of online stores, and all those are listed up on our website.
All right, Dave, thanks for taking a few moments for talking with me about your product, and glad to have our listeners take a look at it. Look forward to your new generation product coming out.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Okay. All right, everyone. Well, we're standing here in a booth and with a manufacturer that is actually a company that has a product called SmarThumb. And what attracted me to the booth was all of you know that SanDisk yesterday made an announcement on their, they made an announcement on their E3 drive where they have applications embedded in that. But this is a little different. This is for all of you that already have a USB drive. And we're going to talk to the company president, I'm assuming, or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, and I'm sorry, what was your first name again? I'm sorry.
And my name is Dennis.
Dennis.
My last name is Quack.
Okay.
Dennis Quack.
All right, Dennis, tell me about the product.
Okay, SmarThumb is a software product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have about 20 software, and this software will increase your productivity and efficiency on a daily basis. Okay, let me give you some example of the software. One of them is MyLog. Okay, all you need to do is plug it in, activate it, pull out the flash drive, and your PC will be locked. Okay, and you can just go out and nobody will be able to intrude into your PC.
Right.
Okay. Another software we have is an encryption software. Okay, you can take any files you have, picture file, data files,
mm-hmm.
and you can just encrypt it. And if you get an intruder, if they open up your file talk, it's all gibberish. They will not be able to read it. Okay. Another example we have is auto backup.
Right.
Now, as you know, all of us are always fearful that our data will be lost. But as you know, all of us are too lazy, too busy, or too indisciplined to do a backup.
That's true.
Now, what this software does is, once if you get it set up just one time, and you just plug it in, and any time you work on your PC, they will do a real-time backup, only on all those, we call it incremental backup. You only backup on all those changes that you have made.
Right.
Once that is done, just pull it out, you have a freshly backup data. And you can bring your notebook out into the market. If it's lost or if your hard disk is crashed, you have a fully backup unit.
So is all the software, is the software that you're using, is it open source or have you created software yourself or?
Well, all the software is developed by us in-house We spent about 2 years working on it, and now it's all ready and ready to market.
Okay. So is it currently available right now in the U.S., or are you waiting to get it distributed? And what's your website and what the cost is going to be? Tell me all those good things where consumers can find your product.
Oh, okay. The software is just developed recently. We are out here looking for a distributor to help us to market. Oh, in the last 3 days, I must have demoed to about 70 customers.
Right.
And I can tell you over 90% of them tell me, where can I get one right away?
Right.
Okay. Now, as to price, I won't be able to tell you right now because...
Do you have an estimated retail?
Probably it would be around the ballpark figure of about $15.
Okay.
Right.
It's because per module. Right. Per module. Okay. All right. Terrific. So what is your website and company name again?
Okay. My company's name is Intranet Sundaram Berhad. We are a Malaysian company, and our website is www.smartthumb.com.
Okay, great. I tell you, I love Malaysia. I've been there several times.
Oh, yeah?
So I absolutely have. So thank you for spending some time with me this afternoon, and we look forward to introducing your product to our listeners.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Well, folks, you can see we had quite the collection of vendors today and manufacturers that we talked to. And tomorrow, I'm really excited about tomorrow because of the hall we're going to. It's a hall I've been looking forward to hitting since we've been here, and it hasn't gotten a lot of traffic. So I'm hoping it lives up to its expectations. There's supposed to be a whole huge number of vendors over there on high tech audio stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. Meanwhile, we're at 36 minutes, and that's all I have for content for you today. I want to thank you for being part of our family here and staying subscribed to the Geek News Central podcast and our ongoing coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show. You can send comments to the show at geeknews@gmail.com, or you can call the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. You can also Skype me at Geek News Central. I do know I have a number of voicemail messages to get into the programming. We'll probably try to do that on our wrap-up show on Sunday, but I do have a bunch of, like I said before, I do have a bunch of interviews that I have not played just because of the simple fact the audio was bad and I need to take them home and clean them up under my Pro Tools. But otherwise, I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight. And from the Monte Carlo here in Las Vegas, I want to say aloha to everyone and look forward to bringing you another live event or live to hard drive tomorrow, and then we'll be back on our normal schedule, I hope, when I get back in Hawaii on Monday. And so we look forward to bringing you great commentary next week. But thanks for sticking with us on this adventure, and if you have any comments or criticisms or thank yous or whatever it may be, I really want to hear your feedback on the programming we've provided. It's really important to us that you let us know what you've thought, because we tried really hard to talk to vendors that maybe weren't getting any play by the press or had not, we've had multiple people tell us no one talked to them. You know, we were the first ones. After 3 days, we were the first so-called media to come through and actually talk to them. So obviously some of these people had good products to talk about, and they're just giving no love. So podcasters out there, this is a wake-up call for you. And, of course, some of you that are going to go to Macworld, you're going to be seeing some of these vendors that we talked to today there. They'll be there showing off their wares. So anyway, from the Monte Carlo in Las Vegas, Hawaii, aloha.
Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.